Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today for Thursday, April 3rd, as the Orioles have an afternoon game today to wrap up their series with the Boston Red Sox. And perhaps our last game without Gunnar Henderson, as he finished his stint with Norfolk yesterday and should be back on the club. I don't think today, but I believe tomorrow he will be making the trip to Kansas City. Now, that means holidays at short today, which I love. It means we should see Kerstedt in right field after getting time off yesterday. We'll have Rutschman back behind the plate after playing DH yesterday. So, again, there's some things going on, like I still don't like Urias at third and Westberg at second. I really feel like Westberg should be your everyday third baseman, and Urias can fill in at second base if you have to move Jackson Holliday to short. I will never understand shuffling them all around to cover the first week of baseball without Gunnar Henderson, especially when you would think starting tomorrow with Gunnar Henderson, you would have Gunnar at short, Holliday at second, and Westberg at third. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Today is a day to watch and see for who gets sent down for Urias. The easy answer would be Carson, the outfielder that you brought up. But do you really want to carry Mateo and Urias both on this team? You really don't need them both. So that's going to be the interesting move to see what the Orioles do Thursday after the game today. My guess is it's Carlson, but I wouldn't be surprised. Mateo's been playing pretty poorly and not taking advantage of this playing time. But that's not what I came in here wanting to talk about this morning, because it is contract extension season around Major League Baseball. And I don't remember anything like this, where we're getting in like 48 hours, we're just getting contract extension. Mostly for these young guys. And that's what we want to see in Baltimore. That's what we want to see with Gunnar Henderson. It was one of my bold predictions for 2025 was that we would extend Gunnar Henderson. And it doesn't matter that he is a Scott Boras contract now, because even Scott Boras clients are getting extensions. So in the past 2 days, let me see if I can get this right. Let's see. Well, first we got the Red Sox extended Garrett Crochet, who just destroyed the Orioles yesterday. And they locked him up for another 6 years after trading for him this past season. He does have an opt-out in 2030, but a great move by them. But whatever, that's more of like, hey, what the Orioles should have done in the offseason. That doesn't affect the Orioles right now, except we're going to have to face them a few times a year. But let's look around at locking up young players, because that's what your Baltimore Orioles need to do. The Jackson Merrill, outfielder for the San Diego Padres, agrees to a 9-year, $130 million extension. The deal includes a $30 million club option for a 10th season and could increase the potential value to $204 million. Merrill was the National League Rookie of the Year runner-up last year and playing great for the Padres again. Christian Campbell, a guy who we weren't even sure if he was going to make the opening day roster for the Boston Red Sox, signed an 8-year, $60 million extension. Contract spans 2025 to 2032, includes options for 2033 and 2034, which could raise that $60 million value to $100 million. Campbell is 22 years old, and the Red Sox are locking him up long term. Kendall Martin, Second baseman, Arizona Diamondbacks, agrees to a 6-year, $116 million extension. All these were yesterday. The deal restructures his previous contract, and then it adds 3 more years, keeping him with the team through 2030. With a player option for 2031, he had a standout 2024 season, batting .292 with 36 home runs and third in National League MVP voting. Guys, this is what the Orioles need to do. They need to lock up Gunnar Henderson long-term. They need to lock up Jordan Westberg long-term, Adley Rutschman long-term. They need to lock up this future, set the team ready. It's got to be pretty special to lock up these long-term 8-, 9-, 10-year deals and then head into the clubhouse, head out onto the field and look around and be like, these fans are going to be with me for 10 years. I got nothing to worry about except for playing on the game. Sure, there's some pressure that I have to live up to that $135 million extension, that I got to live up to that money. There's a little bit of pressure there. But mostly just, I don't need to worry about the business side of baseball. That's done for me for 10 years. Now I can just play the game I love and focus on the field stuff that I can manage, that I can handle, that is in my control. Gunnar Henderson batted .281 with 37 home runs, 92 RBIs, and 21 stolen bases last year. He was fourth in the American League MVP race. If he has a season like that again this year, he will be in the MVP discussion once again. So what can we do to extend him? Well, over the offseason, we saw baseball trade values propose a 9-year, $292 million extension for Henderson. The Athletic suggested a 12-year, $274 million extension. Sports Illustrated, after all this stuff, going into this season, right at the beginning, they've updated their numbers. They are now projecting a 12-year extension for Gunnar Henderson at $375 million, which puts you an average annual value of $31 million and gets Henderson locked up until the age of 35 here in Baltimore. I love it. Gunnar Henderson is worth $32 million a year. Lock him up long term. You will sell more Gunnar Henderson jerseys. He becomes the face of your franchise. And he becomes a guy you know will be here for 10 years. Do you know the longest running Oriole right now is Cedric Mullins, as I'm sure you know. A guy who's actually having a really great start to his season. But this is probably his last year in Baltimore. Let's be honest about that. This afternoon, 1 o'clock, he plays in his 700th game as a Baltimore Oriole. 700's not that many. I mean, it's impressive, but what's 700 games? 5-6 years? I want to see Gunnar Henderson get up there into the thousands. I want to see Gunnar Henderson as a lifelong Oriole that you cannot... I don't want... Right now, if you ask the average fan, Manny Machado, they think of him as a Padre, not as an Oriole. Mike Mussina, well, they remember the Yankee years, not the Oriole years. I want Gunnar Henderson to always be known as an Oriole. I don't want a controversy of were his better years with the Orioles or with the Dodgers. I don't want to deal with that. I want to know Gunnar Henderson is going to be here till I'm an old man, till my kids become adults. I want Gunnar Henderson to be the Cal Ripken Jr. of my childhood, the Mr. Oriole, the guy that's always there. And it's time to lock it up, even if it's going to cost you $32 million a year. It's worth it to have a shortstop that's one of the top players in baseball on your team for a long, long time. I'm sure you guys listening agree. But it's so frustrating to see everyone else make all these extensions and the Orioles haven't. But I'll give you a little good news. The Torpedo Bats. When reporters started calling Victus and the other manufacturers of the torpedo bats and said, hey, have other teams reached out to you about these bats? And they said, yeah. And they said, well, who's really into it? And they said, well, outside of the Yankees, the Baltimore Orioles this offseason had the most interest and were intrigued by them. And we were talking to them a bunch. And it's very rare that we would hear the Orioles involved in any conversation about the future of baseball and in growth and anything like that where, hey, maybe we're doing something right in Birdland. So extend these guys. Extend Gunnar. Extend Westberg. He's going to be a lot cheaper. And look at the type of year he's having just to kick it off. Extend Adley. Extend Holiday. And let's lock it up for long term. We'll talk tomorrow.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.